I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has asked forgiveness for members of the Catholic Church's hierarchy who kept quiet about clerical sexual abuse. The Pope was speaking at Dublin's Phoenix Park yesterday at the end of his two-day visit to Ireland for the World Meeting of Families. On Saturday, the Pope met with eight survivors of abuse in a private meeting and later publicly apologised for abuses of power, conscience and sexual abuses perpetrated by church leaders. It was the first papal visit to Ireland since John Paul II in 1979. A former apostolic nuncio to the US has accused church officials, including Pope Francis, of failing to act on accusations of abuse by now Archbishop Theodore McCarrick. In an open letter, Archbishop Carlo Mario Vigano, who served as nuncio from 2011 to 2016, said corruption reached the top of the church's hierarchy and called on Pope Francis to resign. During an in-flight press conference on his way back to Rome, Pope Francis said he would not respond to the accusations and asked people to read the letter carefully and judge for themselves. Police say two people have been shot dead by a gunman during a video game tournament at an entertainment complex in Jacksonville, Florida. Police named the killer as 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, who they said shot himself dead at the scene. 11 other people were injured in the incident. Congressional leaders have announced that John McCain will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda and receive a full-dress funeral service at the Washington National Cathedral after his death on Saturday, aged 81, following a battle with cancer. The senator's office said an official memorial schedule would be announced once funeral arrangements were finalized. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.